The Trans-Pacific Partnership doesn't have the best of reputations at the moment, but that isn't stopping its proponents from pushing for its passage. Zippy Duval is the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. He says that while candidates for political office might be speaking out against the deal, they all understand its benefits.
We have two candidates running for office, and they'll say anything to get that vote. We can have congressmen and senators running for their positions to get votes there. They're not in the mood to really talk about it right now, but all of them understand how important trade treaties are to America, not just farmers and ranchers, but to America.
The deal would bring together the U.S. and 11 other Pacific Rim countries. Agriculture is especially interested in the deal because of the growing middle class in many Asian countries. Duval says the deal should be considered.
And I have high hopes that whoever's elected, whenever they're elected this fall, that they'll look at this Trans-Pacific Partnership. They may work out a few difficulties in it, but it's not in the agriculture part of it. And then we'll move forward and have the opportunity to speak to it. If not in a lame duck, we'll speak to it soon in the future, because this whole country, jobs, everyone in this country is going to depend on the trade treaties that are approved in the future.
Farm groups are expected to push for lame duck consideration of the agreement. That's especially important from their perspective because of opposition to the deal from presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.